And for our weather right now, we got a trifecta, starting with Craig Allen, who is going to introduce the other two members of the team.
I will. Yep. As soon as we complete this forecast, wait till you hear who we have standing by on the sidelines. Partly cloudy to clear for tonight. It'll be in the mid-60s, upper 50s to low 60s in the suburbs, so nice and comfortably cool. Mostly sunny tomorrow, near 85 around the city, but 75 to 80 at the beaches with the wind off the ocean. It's fair and mild for tomorrow night. And Thursday, sunshine will give way to clouds. There could be a late day or nighttime thunderstorm on Thursday, 80 to 85. Friday, clearing, about 80 degrees. And Saturday and Sunday right now are looking spectacular for the holiday weekend, which it's amazing to think that that's already here. Mostly sunny and a high about 80. 77 in the city, humidity 64%, a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Now, chronologically, I'm trying to figure out how exactly we're going to do this. Todd Glickman is here. Now, Todd, you still here on the radio here at WCBS 880.
Right.
But long before Todd, before Bob Harris, before Norm MacDonald, was a man who's still working at News 12 Long Island, Cablevision's News 12 Long Island, Bill Corbell. Bill, what years? Do you remember what years you worked here on 880?
I came to 880 in the fall of 1970, fresh out of the Air Force, never, ever expecting to happen what happened, because 37 years later, I'm still doing it, so obviously I never did learn my lesson.
Isn't that something? And do you remember, we remember, Todd and I remember, who you replaced here?
Wow, I worked with Gordon, Barnes, right, and Alan Casper, but who did I replace?
That's it. Well, that's exactly it. That's who you worked with, and then you came on, and then that was followed by Bob Harris with the switch with WOR. And Todd, then you came on, I believe, after Bob Harris with, do you remember who?
With Norm MacDonald in May of 1979, and Norm and I carried forth right through until spring of 81. Norm left, and then Craig, you came on, and I stayed on as your backup ever since.
And isn't that something? I mean, think about all the years that we have here. Bill, between you, Todd, and myself, we have about, what, 160 years worth of weather experience? And as Tony said before, we're still trying to get it right after all these years?
We are indeed. I think we've made some progress, but, you know, it was so much fun being part of something that was new, because weather on radio with a radio station with its own meteorologists, there was only one other one in the city, that other station down the dial, and look how it is proliferated. I mean, we were kind of ahead of the game then. We were even doing radio weather on the network, too, at the time.
That's right.
I got to tell you guys that Todd, not that you guys don't know, but I'll tell our audience, Todd Glickman puts out every year an explanation for those of us who are dumb, like me, what is dew point? Now, he makes it simple, but I still don't get it, but I'm really grateful he does it every year.
Well, the bottom line is the dew point, when it's over the don't point, you don't want to do anything.
I'm still mad that they changed the wind chill formula. That's still got me confused.
That's right. And there's no such thing as THI when Bill and I started in this, and Todd as well. So it's no longer THI, it's the heat index. And I'm trying to think, how many memories are we drumming up out there and people in their cars right now thinking about all this? Isn't that something?
Well, Bill, we barely had satellite and radar back then, for heaven's sakes. And computers put out a few models, and that was it, and they were never right.
Bill, I remember listening to you in the blizzard of 78, which was, of course, the granddaddy of all storms.
Yeah.
And Craig, what's the most memorable moment you have in weather here at WCBS?
I would think that it was two blizzards that I'm thinking of. 83, because I was really young working here. I was only here for 2 years and felt I had something to prove. And and then, of course, in the 90s, what was it, 95-96 winter was absolutely horrendous. That blizzard definitely sticks out in my mind. And you think about the tornadoes that have recently happened and so forth, but still the blizzards stick out in my mind.
My most memorable weather moment was within a year of starting here, and it was either late 79, early 80, I was invited to fly with Neil Bush in the chopper and to do the weather from 1,000 feet above New York City. That was the ultimate.
Isn't that something? Well, Bill, congratulations on being out there at News 12 Long Island, and thank you for having me fill in for you every once in a while.
Well, you know, we live in the same town, Craig, so it's the least we can do.
Right.
Keep each other employed as much as possible.
Exactly. And Todd, thank you for always helping me back up whenever you can. And
thanks for having me on.
Tony and Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. This